Dillon. I'll be back next week, 1 to 4, Saturday. Hopefully without the pops and whistles. Until then, see ya!
Touch of Higher in there from Lifehouse. This is WMFO in Medford. Welcome to Acoustic Ceiling. Hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a wonderful, meaningful Saturday. It's 4:03 and 29 seconds and 30 seconds and 31 seconds. 4:03, that's the time. This is 91.5 FM, where freeform music and we're a college station, where Tufts University Freeform Radio. You can also find us on WMFO.org. Please check it out. You can hear us streaming all day long. So right now, I'm going to play you a PSA, and then the show will begin. So make sure you stick around for it. This is WMFO Medford.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And your friends right here on WMFO. Today we're going to feature the comedy stylings of Jay Leno. We also have a little bit of other comedy in there too. We're going to have all kinds of different music. We're going to start off with freeform. We're going to start off with folk music or acoustic music, then go into freeform. I'd love to hear from you. 855-915-9636. That is the number to call. I got something lined up for Jim. I got something lined up for Emma. But if you want something, I'll play anything that you want to hear. That's a promise from Vin Magazzini to you. And right now, I'm going to play a song that I hope you know. I hope you love it. You probably never heard this version. It's a live version. It's by a group called Led Zeppelin. And this is going out to Sarah, because Sarah, there's a line in the song that goes, there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. This is for you, Sarah. WMFO Medford.
Days with a woman and kind, smoked my stuff and drank all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. I'm going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. I didn't see too many this time. The sun begin to awake. Come on, Jim. It seemed that the rump of the mark's got a bunch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me your line if I reach it in time. I see you up there with the pants running straight and hard. Oh, I'm the queen without a king. They say she plays guitar and craft.
And she sings, Joey.
Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on a hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Ooh. Sure is hard.
Get $10 a show to do a whole tour of parties in the state. We used to do prison and do a show at like Walpole State Prison. And prisoners are not a good audience. You know, because comedy is based on a certain civility. Hi folks, how are you? You know. And when you got a guy sitting in the front row and he's got a little blonde kid on a choke chain wearing underpants sitting on the floor next to him, that's not an ideal audience. You know?
What material would you do in your
prison?
Just
do your regular act. I only had my act growing up, whatever. You know, I used to do these psychiatric homes, and you know, they get like, you know, and this is not to make fun of psychiatric patients, but, you know, you go in there, hi, everybody, how you doing? And then, like, in the middle of your act, there'd be a guy in the corner going, ah! And then orderlies would come in, and of course, this would just break the mood of the whole room, you know. Hey, anybody here from Boston? You know, hey, calm down there, fella. How you doing? You know.
Well, did this give you confidence performing in front of people?
Well, it was fascinating because you realized it wasn't until I performed at like this place called Lenny's on the Turnpike in Boston that I ever got a professional audience.
Tell you, I can't play with you no more. I don't know how I'm gonna do what Mama told me. My friend, the boy next door. I can't believe what people say. Working all day long. You're in the dark side of town. What you doing, what you doing, what you doing there, I know. And when I'm out, I see you walk. Why don't your eyes see me? Could it be you found another game to play? What did Mama say to me? Oh, that's the way.
Okay, I'll get back to that in one moment. What the hell happened there? This is WMFO in Medford. How you doing, everybody out there? There we go.
Yesterday, I saw you standing by the river. I burned those tears that filled your eyes. All the fish lay in dirty water.
dying, dying. And they got you hypnotized. Oh dear. Yesterday I saw you kissing tiny flowers, but all it lives is born to die. And so I say to you that nothing really matters, no, no. All you do is stand and cry. I know, that's the way. That's the way it ought to be.
Lovely Led Zeppelin right there from the record called How the West Was Won. We heard Going to California and That's the Way. And right now we're going to change gears a little bit. Keep in tune to what I'm playing, because at the end of the program I'll tell you all the songs that I played. And I do hope you stick around for the whole show, because there'll be lots of surprises, and I'll play anything you want to hear. 855-915-9636. That is the phone number. And right now, here's a song that I have a feeling you've never heard before, and you'll think it's one guy, but it's really another guy. And I repeat, this is not Bruce Springsteen. It is not Bruce Springsteen. This is WMFO Medford.
Well, I've gone and lost my faith in photographs. Curse those martyrs that mark my path. Not long for a day we'll look back and laugh about all this. Well, good luck finding your peace of mind, being born into these brutal times. These days I don't pray when I close my eyes, I just bite my tongue a bit hard. Well, I chose to believe. Well, I chose to believe. Let's float these gutters up past heaven's gate. Get me out of these damn desert states.
Disney Plus, Hulu, hear the and one ESPN about the Plus now bundled together. The greatest stories and characters and
hard stuff. You ever wish that you could just back out? Take your nickels and go cash out. Forget the faces you've been crying about. See where forgiveness takes you. Well, I chose to believe. You were a lie I chose. Surrender like the break of dawn. strong. But I think too much and wait too long. And I never tell but you know how to lift me when I say to you low. Now I found me a reason to be a man, out on the shoulder with an outstretched hand. Just a little solid ground to stand, all I ever need. So shout it out from the heavens above. Hell ain't nothing but the devil's drug. Love ain't a sickness, well I once thought it was, when I was too surrounded to see. The lies I chose to believe, lies I chose to believe. You were a lie I chose to believe.
Yeah, can you believe it? That is not Bruce Springsteen. That's a guy named John Moreland, and it's a song called Lies I Choose, or Lies I Chose to Believe. That's from his record, Big Bad Love. And you heard it right here. It's John Moreland with Lies I Chose to Believe. And right now I'm going to carry on with the song. And believe it or not, this is not the Beach Boys. Check it out. It is not the Beach Boys. WMFO Medford.
Do is they just put you in the back of the car and you just drive around with them on their shift all night. And being a comic, you know, this worked, well, somewhat to my advantage, but actually, no. The first time I got picked up, you know, they'd say, yeah, let's move along. Why don't, where do you live? I don't kind of live anywhere. I'm, all right, get in the car. What do you do? I'm a comedian. Oh, yeah? Tell us a joke, you know. So then you'd sort of try and come up with every dirty joke you could think of to tell these cops all night. And har, har, that was Lila. And then that worked pretty good. Well, they let me go. But then two or three nights would go by, and the cops would go, hey, are you that comedian guy our partner picked up the other night? Yeah, you get in the car. Oh, those jokes you were telling. So, you know, two or three nights a week, I'd have to ride around until dawn telling jokes to different cops because they would say, hey, have you seen that kid on the street? Pick him up. He's got some funny jokes.
You were probably one of the most hardworking comics in show business when you were getting started, just performing anywhere and everywhere to get experience. But sometimes you get billed, you'd get booked in really inappropriate places. And my favorite story about that is when you were booked, I guess it was in a Catskill resort at a Hasidic, at an Orthodox Jewish resort.
Yeah, there was this.
You were booked as what? Tonight, Jay Leno, Jewish storyteller.
I was billed as a Jewish storyteller.
What did you do?
This agent in New York would come into the clubs and he'd say, I need a comic this Saturday, pays $50, you know. And I met one time, before I get that story, this guy sent me up to a job and it paid $100 for the weekend. And I thought, well, that's pretty good, $100 for the weekend. And I remember afterwards, the owner of the hotel came over and said, boy, that was very good. You know, normally we don't like to spend $1,200 on an act, but we really enjoyed you. And I realized the agent took, you know, $1,100 commission out of my $100.
Oh, boy. Jay Leno got ripped off at one time in his life. Can you believe that? Good old Jay Leno. He grew up in Wilmington, and he lives in who knows where now, but he was a funny cat. And we'll hear a little bit more from Jay Leno coming up. But right now, it's Scott Walker and the Walker Brothers with My Ship Is Coming In on WMFO in Medford. This is dramatic. This is pop. And girl, boy, listen to this guy sing. The soaring baritone of Scott Walker and the Walker Brothers.
All my dreams never came true somehow, but things are gonna be different now. And baby, my ship is coming in. This time you can throw away that shabby dress, buy yourself the finest things in town, girl. Dry your eyes, we're celebrating. Oh, there's so many good times away, baby. I know it's been tough on you, but through it all, you've been so true. Happy to be just loving me, and anything you want, it's yours.
Lovely music by Scott Walker and the Walker Brothers with My Ship Is Coming In. And right now it's time for requests. This one is going out to Jim. And if you want to hear something, give me a call at 855-915-9636 and I'll play your request. Jim, this is for you. After the drum roll, it's a song that you'll enjoy. Jim, get ready.
The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why.
How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night today. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just to up, to down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night today. As music played, the faster did we dance. We felt it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for love, a symbol of the dawn. Seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigns as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night today.
Like most young comics, your ambition when you were starting out was to eventually get onto The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
What was the most memorable part of your first shot on The Tonight Show?
Most memorable would be, I got heckled my first shot, which was a horrible experience. But luckily, I'd worked a lot of clubs, so I could deal with that. And Johnny seemed to like that. But our producer, who is still with NBC in The Tonight Show to this day, Fred DeCordova, he would say to you, okay, here's the deal. He would come over and he would say, and Fred was somewhat of a legendary figure, having, directed Jack Benny and all these people. He would say, after you do your stand-up routine, if I go like this, waving my hands towards me, that means come over and sit down to Johnny. If I put my hand up like this, stay on your mark. If I wave you away, go behind the curtain. But whatever you do, don't move until you get my signal. I said, yes, sir. I walk out, I do my routine, thank you, good night, big laughs, Hannah, thank you very much. I look over and I see Fred about to signal me and his phone rings. And I see him, hello? And now he's talking and I don't know what to do. And the audience is now getting into that, down to that odd one or two claps. And I'm still standing there, so the applause picks up a little bit more as if people are going, oh, all right, just get lost, will you, And I'm going, hi, and he's talking away, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now the applause is all but stopped. Fred puts the phone down. He looks over, completely forgetting. Oh, come here. Come on. Oh, thank you. I realize it was only maybe 6-7 seconds. But of course, to me, I'm not even worried about it.
Thank you. I'm originally from the United States. Any United States people here tonight? Oh, what a small world. Isn't that funny, no matter where you're from? I've been out of California for about 4 or 5 months. And I just got back. And I noticed now, when you call directory assistance here, you get a recorded message.
If you're unable to find the number in your directory, please stay on the line. An operator will assist.
Called the weather today.
Have you looked outside?
You reading about the weather back east? What's been happening in Buffalo and Pittsburgh? Yeah. All right.
This man will back me up.
It's the same man who talks to the television at home. Look out, Kojak!
Thanks, viewer.
NE15 WMFO Medford.
were falling just like embers. In colors red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like a moonbeam in our eyes. Somebody said
figure, and you do a bit about him being at home.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, here come the potatoes, oh my gosh, and then
yeah,
like
yeah,
that. Let's look up types of performers. For example, what do you think the most obnoxious type of performer would be? Here it is right here.
The most obnoxious type?
That, of course, would be the Wacky Duo. Are you familiar with them?
The Wacky Duo?
Wacky Duo. It says two Caucasian males, mid to late 20s, no apparent ethnic heritage.
Uh-huh.
Now, the way this works is one guy comes out. You've seen the Wacky Duos. They come out. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Both my partner and I are thrilled to be here. Meanwhile, the partner's going, will you stop, please? I don't know what got into it. We're on nationwide television. The guy's wacky. I don't know what's happening. Will you take it? The guy's crazy. I don't know what's gotten into him. Another big one would be, let's see. Thank you.
little children too. Outside in the distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching with the wind and the howl. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin and stuff. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give an answer that you want me to. God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Right there is Peter Green from an album called Peter Green, Man of the World, the anthology, 1968 to 1988. And that's a song called Oh Well, and believe it or not, that was Fleetwood Mac. And right now we're going to carry on with the live song. This one is off of Eric Clapton's Rainbow Concert, and it's a wonderful performance of a song called Presence of the Lord. And check out the vocal, it's Stevie Winwood, and you can't get a better singer than Stevie Winwood. After a little bit, I'll do a rundown of all the songs, so make sure you stick around. Here is The Presence of the Lord.
I know that I don't have much to give. I can open any door. Secret. like I never could before. I know that I don't have much to give, but I can open any door.
I knew it was love, but when love will come again and again. There's no greater fool in the fool's hall.
Scott Walker right there and doing a lovely job. What a singer. This is WMFO in Medford, and it's time for the rundown. Here are all the songs you heard on today's Acoustic Sailing. We started the show off with the wonderful Led Zeppelin with Going to California. We heard the song Going to California from How the West Was Won. And then it was Fresh Air, but with the interview with Jay Leno. Terry Gross was the interviewee on that one. Then it was Led Zeppelin again with That's the Way from How the West Was Won. John Moreland channeling Bruce Springsteen with Lies I Chose to Believe from Big Bad Love. And then it was Ron Sexsmith singing Average Joe. He sounded a lot like the Beach Boys to me on that one. And that's from his album called Other Songs. After Ron Sexsmith was the Walker Brothers with My Ship Is Coming In from Scott Walker and the Walker Brothers, 1965 to 1970. Herman's Hermits, Going Out to Jim, we heard No Milk Today from Retrospective. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss doing Killing the Blues. That was from Sandblasters, a Raising Sand companion by Mojo. Brand new music right there by Robert Plant, sounding pretty great. The Grateful Dead slid in there with All Along the Watchtower from Dave's Picks Volume 40, which just came out a matter of weeks ago. Peter Green gave us Oh Well from Man of the World. Eric Clapton was in there with Presence of the Lord from the Eric Clapton, his Rainbow concert, and that had Stevie Winwood on vocal. We heard Scott Walker with Only Myself to Blame. And, of course, this is Miles Davis in the background. I hope you're having a wonderful, meaningful weekend. I will hit the road. I believe Michelle with Pot Roast is up next. Make sure you stick around for her show. And remember, this is WMFO Medford.